Okay, Mr. Encinas, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This is concerning the two allegations that are on your, or three allegations, I'm sorry, that are on your warrant. Okay, and you were notified about this hearing on January 16th, and you signed a form that day. You remember signing a form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself? Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look at the gentleman who's just getting ready to sit down, that's the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Over on the other side of me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have with us, and I'll get him on the camera right now, there he is, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Encinas and Mr. Turner, could you please answer this? Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Encinas? Thank you. And?
I do.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Encinas, just in case I didn't do this, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
My name is Brene Encinas Martinez. My U.S. number is 12271.
Thank you, sir. We normally do that at the beginning, and I believe I might have skipped that. Okay, Mr. Encinas, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Encinas, I'm going to read these allegations to you, and as I read each one, I'll ask you to tell me whether it was true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start with phase one with the first allegation, and that is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your having in your vehicle a green leafy substance on December 28, 2018. Mr. Encinas, is that true or false? Okay, but are you saying there was a green leafy substance in the vehicle?
I've never seen it. I can't recall it.
All right, sir. Okay, we'll move to, I'll take some testimony from Mr. Turner in just a minute, but we'll move to allegation number 2, and that one was that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about February 27th, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated December 31st, 2018. Mr. Encinas, is that one true or false? That one's true, okay. And then the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 27th, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated December 31st, 2018. So, Mr. Encinas, is that one true or false?
It's true.
That one's true? Okay, so since you indicated that allegation number 1 is false, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner for some testimony on that one. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Allegation number 1. On 12/28/2018, a search was conducted on the offender's vehicle while the vehicle was parked in the parking lot of the area's PC Douglas complex. CO2 Hollow's canine alerted on the vehicle and a green leafy substance was located under the passenger seat of the vehicle. The substance was secured and placed in the evidence locker for CIU to review. Follow-up, during the search of the offender's vehicle, the following items were also present. 2 additional cell phones, 2 driver's licenses that were for other individuals, a vehicle title transfer that was stamped My DMV, however the recipient's name was not filled in. The offender was remanded into the custody of ASBC Douglas and placed in the Douglas Central Detention Unit.
Okay, Mr. Ancinas, what's not true about the green leafy substance found in the car?
I was moving my wife, so I didn't know where it was.
Sir, the allegation is that the green leafy substance was there. Not that you smoked it. All right. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then, based on Mr. Encinas' admission regarding the allegations 2 and 3, and based on testimony of the Department of Corrections, Mr. Chairman, on allegation number 1. I move to find Mr. Encinas delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second, Mr. Johnson, agreed, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Encinas, we'll move on to phase 2 of your hearing, but before we move too quickly here, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us background information about your case. So just stay on the line, we'll be right back with you in just a second, and ask you some more questions and talk to you a little bit more. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Encinas was released from ABC custody on 8-5-2018 and arrested on 12-28-2018 by ABC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 12-28-2018 with a CSED of 4-5-2019, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, promoting prison contraband, 5 years. Prior convictions, 1994, commitment A, count 1, burglary second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1994, commitment B, count 2, marijuana violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, marijuana violation, 5 years. This is his third term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG Criminal Street Gang Warner Brothers. Prior terms on supervision, 1998, TR release, reverted to TIS, completed 7 months. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, forgery, promoting contraband, and conspiracy noting. After his return to custody, he did receive disciplinary for disobeying a verbal and was found guilty of a minor violation. He was also given a UA, which the test results were positive for THC, amphetamines, methamphetamines. However, it was dismissed by the DHO due to the fact that he was returned to custody for drug charges. Other arrests, 1990, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993, simple assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993, assault, Arizona juvenile detention. 1993, false statement, Arizona juvenile detention. 1993, theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 1994, burglary, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2009, conspiracy, Arizona federal prison. Has a GD score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Ancinas, we have a summary of what occurred while you were on community supervision. And it looks like you were released to live at 1714 East 23rd Street in Douglas? That's your house? And who else lives at your house? So you said your wife had moved out. So that, and that's...
She moved out for 4 months to see if I can get it.
Okay. So you lived there by yourself, or did you have children, or...? Okay, and you said you were living in Sierra Vista at Stan Greer Millwork?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And how long have you worked for them?
Yeah, I worked for them in 2001 for a year, and then when I got out, someone started building, and then they hired me back, and I was working on that until I was like I started getting like a hard business, I just got started to trust them.
Okay, well, they must like the work if they hired you back.
Yeah, really, I had really, I know all the stuff to do, and it was just security doors, windows, doors.
Okay.
And all right. I don't know if that's happening, but a lot of people take lunch or something.
Okay. All right, so this record also indicates that you were responsible for submitting some urines or saliva testing for drugs. And in October, it looks like you admitted you'd taken a prescription pill that your cousin gave you. Were you having like pain issues or what? Why did you take a pill? Okay, so you were having some pain and you took a prescription pill that was somebody else's. Okay, it looks like you tested negative on October 2nd. Then on November 8th and December 10th, you didn't submit your urine specimen. You were supposed to, but you didn't. Why didn't you? You forgot to call? Did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then December, your parole officer told you to go to provide a specimen, and that one tested positive for opiates and amphetamines. So were you using drugs?
Okay.
So why did you? Why did you start using again?
Well, it was a fellow,
She doesn't appreciate it. Okay, understood. Okay, it looks like you had some indication on your cell phone that you might have been involved in some things and buying drugs or. To make a final statement. We just ask that you don't repeat anything you've already told us. So is there anything else that you'd like the board to consider? Okay, so, all right, Mr. Encinas, the board is going to go into discussion. We just ask that you remain on the phone, just remain silent, and we do a discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Encinas was out and working, according to him, and was trying to work so he could convince his wife to come back and back to his house there in Douglas. Unfortunately, in December, he got involved with drugs again, and he tested positive for opiates and amphetamines, and then another couple of days later, positive for heroin, morphine, and methamphetamine. And because of that, and because of some texts that his parole officer found on his phone that indicated he was possibly involved in other criminal activities, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for returning to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from board members. Seeing no comments, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 2018W3758, our conversation with Mr. Encinas, and information from Mr. Turner of Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Encinas was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use illegal drugs while on community supervision, and also other activities that may have been suggested by information that was found on his cell phone. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second, and Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Encinas, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We're showing you with a release date of April 5th, so, and at that point, you'll be out. You won't have a parole officer to worry about. You can go back to your house. Good luck. We hope you can convince your wife to come back, sir. All right, sir?
I have a question. The money out of my pocket, that my girl gave me, she made a joke to my family, and she was really good.
She had it. What did she have?
My money that I had in my pocket. The money out of my pocket.
Okay.
She made a joke to my family, and my
girl. Okay, well, ask your CO about that. Your CO3? Okay, talk to your CO3 about that. Thank you so much, sir. And if you'd let them know you're done, and just lay the phone down on the counter here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.